Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
Stansbury, this is not a point of order.
Actual picture.
Miss Stansbury, you're not recognized. Miss Stansbury, you're not recognized. Miss Stansbury.
What's up, YouTube? Drill Sergeant here, and I may have one of the most important stories as it relates to the resistance that this channel has ever made. Racist, knuckle-dragging congresswoman and cover model of Neanderthal Weekly magazine, Marjorie Taylor Greene, got embarrassed yet again last week. The great and honorable Laura Malcolm made a video about her. She put her inside of her Worst MAGA Women of the Week Award. You should see it. It came out Sunday. Check it out. But winner of the Big Back Bicentennial Award and the stupidest person ever to roll down a Georgia mountain and land inside of a Congress seat, Marjorie Taylor Greene has no idea that the exchange that she had with Melanie Stansbury last week may have been the most important moment in the resistance as we know it, because of what it teaches, what it exposes about the facade of institutional power. I know, seems like a lot, but it's also hilarious. It's hilarious like you know it's supposed to be anytime we put Marjorie Taylor Greene on this camera. On your screen, we're not going to just talk about her like she's some normal human being. She's a monkey, she's an ape, and she needs to be looked at like that through the lens of a glass shield at the zoo. That's where we're looking at it. So when we get back from laughing at this clip, I'm going to show you why this exchange by Melanie Stansbury should become the blueprint to winning the game if you're a part of this institution. That means the Democratic Party and elected officials. And how we can use the same example as people outside of the institution, the rest of us, the civilians, if you will, to beat the institution. This is not hyperbole. This may be the most important video that I make on here. But watch this first. Laugh together.
Here displayed behind me is the post that Mr. LaFelt put up. Mr. LaFelt came in here today saying that this is game day. You're right, Mr. LaFelt. This is game day.
One moment. A point of order, please, Madam
you're not,
Chair.
You're not.
Madam Chair, I have a point of order. The document that you have up behind you is a misrepresentation of the actual post. It appears that you're trying to misrepresent a witness here who you use subpoena powers against.
This is not Ms. Stansbury. Ms. Stansbury, this is not a point of order.
The actual picture.
Ms. Stansbury, you're not recognized. Ms. Stansbury, you're not recognized. Ms. Stansbury, you are not recognized.
Madam Chairwoman.
This is not a point of order. Ms. Stansbury, this is not a point of order.
What this committee does, you are misrepresenting the witnesses, you are misrepresenting policy, you are misrepresenting.
Ms. Stansbury, you're not recognized. You're not recognized. That's not a point of order. You're abusing the rules of this committee. This is the post of Mr. LaFelt that he posted himself on his own social media.
Wow. That was amazing. The best part about it all, let's be honest, guys, is watching Marjorie Taylor Greene melt down and bang that gavel for her life. The frustration that she had from not being able to stop this person from talking, she started banging louder and louder, more and more frustrated because her entitlement was disappearing. And the main reason why is because she has been operating under the facade of institutional power. You see, when she got the seat and she got the gavel, she actually thought that the reason why people obeyed the rules of debate, of parliamentary rules in Congress, is because she had a gavel and a seat. She doesn't realize those rules, that institution, only exists because the individuals inside the institution follow them. The biggest part of that story is Melanie Stansberry finally figured it out. Because someone claps a gavel doesn't mean you have to stop talking. Institutions assume power by granting the individual the power of the many. That's what an institution does. But the way that the institution grants this power of the many is by agreements with individuals. The individuals agree that this power is what we give the institution, and that gives them the power of all of them, the agreement of the individual. That's it. The rest of us, our brains, see that institution as one powerful mass. And so we forget that it's made up of individual decision makers, individual agreements. If you're inside that institution, Democratic Party, if you're inside that institution, you don't have to stop talking when the gavel hits. If you're inside the institution, you can break the agreement and destroy the power of the institution. Ask Trump. Ask the Heritage Foundation. Why don't you ask Mitch McConnell? How is it that they have as many Supreme Court people there? Well, because when the institution stops working or the institution requires that they do something they don't want to do, they just break the rules. They just break the rules. They just break the rules. If every single person stopped going silent when the gavel hit and just kept on talking like Melanie Stansberry, there would be so much chaos that nothing ever would happen. Nothing is gonna happen until something changes. That's your job, Democrats. That's your job. And if you have a Democratic senator, if you have a Democratic House member, remind them of that. Their job isn't to write bills anymore. That was an accepted institutional power that has been broken. So now they get to change the rules. Everything that goes up for a vote, you can just talk. When they say your time is up, why? 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 When they hit the gavel and say, we're going to give it to the honorable so-and-so, you say, no, I don't see your gavel. No, no, no. When you can interrupt people and people are going to keep hanging the gavel, you say, what are you going to do about it? I'm talking. Individuals inside the institution hold the power of the institution. And until you recognize that, Democrats, you can't beat this fascist state. That's part one. The PSA here, the most important part here is if you look down in the comment section, there is a list of bad decision makers. You see, we thought that the law firms that capitulated to Trump's whims are too big to fight. They're lawyers, they're rich, they're big institutions. One day a genius came out, and if you look at the comment section, you'll find a list of the people in charge of those institutions. The individual, they can be beat. That's the rules now. That's the news. That's the information. Click on it. Click on it. Inside that link are letters already written for you. Letters that all you have to do is put your name on it and send it through email, print it, send it through snail mail to individuals, the people who make the decisions in these legal institutions, all of those law firms, the schools, other organizations that have made the wrong decisions. It's not the organization, it's not the institution, it's single individuals in those institutions that are decision makers that made the wrong decision. The institution is too big and overwhelming to fight as a whole. Individuals can be beaten. All you need is a list of bad decision makers, and you start fighting them. We can destroy them. Get the list, one at a time. The most important part about this is they've been doing this. It's already working. I'm late bringing it to you. I'm late bringing this to you, and I'm sorry. But now go forth. Go forth. fellow freedom fighters, send these emails. Flood their boxes. Send the snail mails. Flood the individuals. Break the institutions that capitulate by breaking the individuals that make the decisions. They're not Goliath. They're not giants. They are a pile of ants. They're a giant ant pile. It looks big. It looks dark. But it's made up of little itsy bitsy pieces of shit that you can squish at will. It looks big. Scary. Who? If that big ant pile ever got you, a pile of ants could kill you. Ants. One by one, they're nothing. Destroy them. Destroy them. Email, mail, destroy them and their money and their families, their friends. Make their friends turn against them. Make their money dry up. Big companies are made up of individuals. Destroy them. Make people question them. However it is you feel you need to do it nonviolently, do it. Make them doubt. Make them change. Make others doubt them and change their minds. Change relationships. Change individuals inside the institution, and you change the institution. Start there. Start there. Get it. Click it. Send it. It's too easy. It's too easy. And Melody Stansbury, my God, thank you for reminding the Democratic Party that the institution, the rules, are simply an agreement of individuals. Republicans realized that a long time ago. Your turn. Disobey. Disobey at all costs. There is no reason for you to listen to a gavel. Why? Why? There's no reason for you to capitulate on funding bills, on committee assignments. There's no reason. Bring your picture, start talking, point of order, and then don't ever stop. Let them bang the gavel like the little stupid monkeys they are. Let them bang and bang and bang because they expect that this actually meant something. They didn't realize that the only reason that their stupid gavel and their stupid chair and the power that they had because of the seat that they occupied was given to them. It's not intrinsic to the goddamn leather or the wood. Their power is not intrinsic with them. It's only an agreement. And if they break the agreement, they don't have the power. Stop capitulating. They can't beat you up. They can't give you a spanking. Stop letting them speak. Stop giving the floor. Stop listening to the gavel. Stop capitulating. Stop sitting down when they say sit. Stop standing when they say stand. Stop calling them the honorable so-and-so. The institution is done. It only survives because of your agreement, your individual agreement. Break it. Or watch this country burn under your watch. The country itself is an institution. What do you agree to? Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say Our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops, but for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on www.groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.